This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The nation's biggest lithium mine may be going up on a site in Nevada sacred to Native Americans. On the high desert of northern Nevada, Thacker Pass is a remote valley that is sacred for members of the Paiute Shoshone tribe, where 30 of their ancestors were said to be killed by U.S. soldiers in 1865. Members of the Paiute Shoshone tribe live on the Duck Valley Reservation 100 miles to the east. There is controversy by some and also enthusiasm by others over an open pit mine planned for Thacker Pass, which sits atop a massive load of lithium. Driven by a soaring demand for lithium, which is vital to electric car batteries and renewable energy, a company called Lithium Americas wants to break ground this year on the biggest lithium mine in the U.S. The huge project on public land, approved by the Trump administration in its final days, has sparked an outcry and a lawsuit from some area Native American groups, environmental activists, and a rancher. There are also questions about whether the federal government fulfilled its obligation to seek input from Native American groups before the project, and a difference of opinion within those groups over the site's importance and the mine's desirability. Importantly, opposition to the project among Native Americans is not unanimous. Industry experts expect the demand for lithium from U.S. car manufacturers to increase tenfold by 2030. By then, the U.S. will need 300,000 metric tons of lithium per year to make green vehicles and a wealth of electronic appliances. Currently, the U.S. has just one active lithium mine. Earlier this year, the Energy Department authorized $2.9 billion to boost battery production, and President Joe Biden invoked the Defense Production Act to encourage U.S. production of lithium and other minerals like nickel and cobalt used in batteries and solar panels. Jonathan Evans, CEO and president of Lithium Americas, said that when the Thacker Pass mine is fully operational, it will produce 80,000 tons of lithium carbonate yearly, enough to power 1.5 million electric cars and meet a fifth of the nation's needs by 2030. Evans said, "It's one of the largest lithium deposits in the world. You're looking at a project that's going to be in operation for more than 50 years. It's a multi-generational asset for our country." According to an environmental impact statement from the Federal Bureau of Land Management, the mine would be an open pit 2.3 miles long, a mile wide, and almost 400 feet deep. Mining lithium would create hundreds of millions of cubic yards of rock waste. Next to the pit would be an acid plant using sulfuric acid, 5,800 tons daily, to process the lithium. There's also a question about water. All of Nevada suffers from severe drought conditions, and the mine would use about 3,000 gallons of water a minute, according to the impact statement. In February, the state of Nevada granted the necessary permits to start construction. A federal judge is expected to rule on a lawsuit by the environmental and tribal groups after final motions are filed in August. That means Lithium Americas could start digging this fall. A woman who drowned on the Yellowstone River near Livingston on Friday has been identified. Michaela Bray, 62, of Newport, Kentucky, was fishing just south of Carter's Bridge near Livingston when she went missing on Friday. The Park County Sheriff's Office began searching for the woman Friday afternoon. Bray was found in the river several hours later at about 7 p.m. by search and rescuers, a few miles from where she was last seen. Bray was in Montana visiting family. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks has closed the Stillwater River to all watercraft because an exposed natural gas pipeline has created a dangerous obstacle in the river and is impeding floaters' ability to safely navigate around it. Low water levels have reduced the width of the Stillwater River and are now forcing floaters to go over the pipeline twice and into a debris pile on the lower portion that could potentially cause injury or drowning. The Stillwater River closure is between Absaroka Fishing Access Site and the confluence of the Rosebud River, just upstream of Jeffries Landing FAS. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.